with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. An AI-created image depicting President Trump as Jesus has been removed from the president's social media site.
I did post it, and I thought it was me as a doctor and had to do with Red Cross as a Red Cross worker there, which we support. And only the fake news could come up with that one.
The president accused the press, but conservative Christians and other Republican allies of the president denounced the image as offensive and blasphemous. The EU countries are reacting to the defeat of Viktor Orban in Hungarian elections.
Leaders from across Europe, including NATO's Secretary General and the European Commission President, have congratulated winner Peter Magyar. However, some, like Italy's Prime Minister, have said kind words of Prime Minister Viktor Orban. French Prime Minister Emmanuel Macron has praised Magyar's commitment to EU values. Magyar has promised to repair Hungary's relations with the EU. Orban's 16-year rule often challenged EU governance, notably vetoing actions such as support for Ukraine following Russia's all-out invasion. Many European leaders saw Orban as a threat to European peace and prosperity. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A resignation and a retirement from Congress today from two representatives. Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell of California says he will resign from Congress following sexual assault and misconduct allegations. Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez of Texas says he will retire from Congress amid bipartisan calls to expel him. Gonzalez had already said he would not seek re-election after admitting to an affair with a staff member who later died by suicide. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 301 points, the Nasdaq rose 280, the S&P 500 advanced by 69 points. This is SRN News. A new report on tithing.
It comes from Gray Matter Research and Infinity Concepts, and it finds that the biblical 10% guide is not being observed by many Christians. Gray Matter spokesman Ron Sellers tells Baptist Press, quote, "Today's evangelicals rarely come anywhere near that goal. Almost nobody is tithing. The average evangelical Protestant gives less than 2% of his income to his church. Overall giving levels have stabilized after several years of decline." Michael Harrington reporting.
A transgender darts player says he's not done fighting after the sport's governing body enacted rules barring men from playing against women. Noelin van Leeuwen of the Netherlands is responding to the Darts Regulation Authority's new policy. The DRA has released a statement saying it had commissioned an academic study of the problem of men competing against women and got a lot of legal advice. This is SRN News. Stocks and oil prices end the day higher.
Stocks gained ground on Wall Street Monday. The S&P 500 rose 1%. The benchmark index has fully recovered its losses caused by the war with Iran. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.6%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 1.2%. Oil prices rose back above $100 per barrel. Shipping through the vital Strait of Hormuz has essentially stalled since February. Ceasefire talks failed to end the war with Iran over the weekend. The U.S. military is preparing to blockade Iranian ports. Treasury yields slipped in the bond market. Stocks fell broadly in Europe. Damian Troisi, New York.
Workers at the Swift Beef Company plant in Greedy, Colorado, have reached a deal with plant owner JBS USA. Both parties announced the agreement on Sunday. More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters reporting.